presenting Orson Welles as the Third Man. The Lives of Harry Lime, the fabulous stories of the immortal character originally created in the motion picture The Third Man, with zither music by Anton Kara.
Sooner or later, one way or another, Brian has the scene of every human story. Some ordinary little mug telling a lot of other ordinary little mugs how he once rubbed elbows with Jack the Ripper, or Jack himself. Not that I hope Jack. Murder is usually a mistake and always messy. Personally, I never indulge. I think that the only man I ever killed was myself. It was in Paris a few years ago. It wasn't so much murder as a matter of convenience.
Now, Orson Welles is Harry Lime, the Third Man in Paris Is Not the Same.
It all started on the Geneva Express. A fat little character with very little charm and no hair to speak of, was giggling at one of my jokes. Just another little mug, if you see what I mean, and not worth the trouble of another joke. And so I thought. And he showed me that photograph. It was a woman. And I recognized her.
Yeah. Oh, there it was, Lime. When I get back to Paris, you must visit us.
Us?
Me, my wife, Karen. Yes, yeah, my car. Would you do it all, visit?
749 Rue de Zillow. I'll remember it. Yes,
here's what I was looking for. It's a photograph of my wife.
Very beautiful, Mr. Ralph. I congratulate you.
Merci. But this does not do her justice. Her hair is awful. Blue eyes. And, of course, the coloring of her skin is lost. But the photo can't hide her qualities, as you can see.
Indeed, I can. But your face deserves to be painted.
I've told Karen that many times.
I'm sure you have. Here's your photo. Mr. Duval mustn't lose it.
Yes. When I am out with Karen, I am the envy of every man in Paris.
I'm sure.
They do nothing but stare at us when we enter the room. I see them out of the corner of my eye.
Old man, how long will you be in Switzerland this trip?
3 weeks. It's a long time to be away from her, but there is the business. We have come to the border.
Yeah, it's been very pleasant, Mr. Duval.
But, Monsieur Dan, you're not getting out
yet. Oh, but I am, old man,
but
I am.
But you told me you were going to Geneva.
Later. I've got some business to attend to here first.
I'm sorry. I look forward to more of your stories and your delightful company.
This is business, you know.
Here, let me help you with the bag.
Oh, thank you, it's not necessary. You can hold my coat. Now, goodbye, Duval, old man.
Goodbye. It was a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, the pleasure. It was all mine.
Monsieur Lime, don't forget. When in Paris, come to see us. I will see you.
Oh, I won't forget. I won't be in Paris for quite some time. But believe me, old man, the next time I'm there, your home will be my first port of call. Good evening. You're the station master, aren't you?
Yes, monsieur. What may I do for you?
I just wondered. When is the next train to Paris?
Oh, it's waiting across the border for this one to pull out.
Taxi, monsieur?
Yes, please.
Where shall I take you, monsieur?
1149 Rue de Villers.
Gentlemen, see you, madame.
Hello, monsieur.
He did not give her name. Who said that Monsieur Duval had invited him?
Tell him that Monsieur Duval will not be back until the first. And if he would like to come and...
I'll see the best.
Perhaps I'd better. It may be connected with the business.
Yes, madame.
Madame Duval, allow me to introduce myself. Harry Lime. I met your husband on the train last January. He kindly invited me to call when I was in Paris.
That will be all, Andre. Mr. Duval, unfortunately, is our
time.
and literary. Well, it wasn't very kind of you not to show up around each boy in London. I waited all evening.
It wasn't very nice about her little colors.
Never a word of explanation then or ever. I was afraid you were hurt. I've embedded in a bomb raid. Harry, I said, never found him. I was angry.
Keep there in the fire. Thank you.
What are you doing?
Stop it. Can't see him. I was on the train. I met him. He giggled. He really doesn't care. He giggled.
Oh, I know, Harry, but please, Carter.
He talks about you. Get the vials? They sure seem strange. You know, the folks about you. Some pictures. I got right off the train. Came back to them.
Oh, I knew you would make up. I apologize. I don't know. Help me to find you. Good thing, don't we? He loves part of me.
And it all adds up to that you don't love him.
Always there for us.
I must say, it's been madness to take a dodge by Duval.
Could have been anyone who offered this choice. My dull, struggled with a little to meet black and blue in London with a weary face. Why should it surprise you that I should marry a dull man and everything around me was dull? Dull as myself. Oh, yes. Oh, Harry, why did you have to come back? Now I have to start living again.
Your grandfather?
Yes, he said the gentleman's door.
Yes, ma'am. Not that one, though. Yes, sir. Thank you, Andre.
Did you well, would it just no, that I don't.
I can imagine the chagrin, Andre.
Would it surprise you to know that I feel something?
Nothing surprises me, Andre, oh,
ma'am. I said you did show you what you can do. I was once the man. Now I think nothing of keeping on you about that. A peculiar impression. One has to look out for oneself.
Andre, you don't deserve an instructorship. I learned that by myself when I was 10 years old.
Harry, something terrible's happened.
What's up, old girl?
We've been discovered. Only saw me in your arms. You threatened to tell my husband. Unless I keep him on and say nothing about it, it's a racket.
Racket, racket? What's he up to?
I've been suspicious about people coming to see him in the basement all hours of the night. When he was out yesterday, I looked in and found a lot of persons. At the time, my husband ran back, and I asked about him nearly not. And I gave him notes. He threatened to tell my husband about us.
You can handle this. I'm an old man, and you haven't seen him in years.
Jealous as he is, asking for my pictures for the first time to carry. I have a letter from my husband, didn't you, about this?
Yeah, my pictures of strangers.
Oh, you don't. What am I going to do? You're no good. I know that, but I can't help telling you. You'll just walk out again when you get ready.
Any idea of what kind of racket Andrew's running?
No, black market or something. It must be very profitable. His bookcase is still the first edition, and his cupboard is better wine than we can. I don't care about that. What does that do?
Nothing for present. Andrew and I are going to have a discussion. That may enter into it, but the main topic will be business.
The record, as you call it, is in Lannis Village. The American soldiers have money and are crazy about the Duval's beautiful airport view. They'd pay anything else for it.
Where do you get it?
A friend of the factory keeps calling me.
That's a mistake, Andrew.
Okay.
You get caught at the next engine, then you'll be out of business.
I'm in general debt.
You need organization. This racket is one that has to work fast on a large scale while the Americans are still getting before the factory can get into the field. You've got to clean up fast and then fold. First thing is to move headquarters from here. Dress to the section. The warehouse, property hijackers, the covers, the back end. That pool furnishes the money to get the organization in operation. At the unknown silent part. Two way deal. Me, you, and the unknown third man.
But it cuts our ship.
Oh, yes. It's always there in the back. The only complaint is the court. The brain is too small. But the letter is too small. Now you're up with it. Well, I know. We can go into this without a third man.
Orson Welles returns in just a moment as the third man. And now Orson Welles, as the third man, continues with Paris Is Not the Same.
Operation kit. Here are four bottles, three empty, and one full of lure of arrows. I take the hypodermic needle and draw off 3/4 of the perfume. So, now I put 1/4 ounce in the three other bottles. Then we fill all four with distilled water.
Skillful, Monsieur Lime.
Yes, I was graduated from medical school. This is known as doctoring a bottle. We fill the tiny hole with molten glass and no one
knows. But when the bottle is opened, then it is undone.
The soldiers send it home. The girls who never had a bottle of the stuff, so how will they ever know the difference? Just as happy, back, Andrew, with spreading happiness to 3 times as many people as what Duval with his more concentrated first. Tell me, when is Duval coming back?
Next week, Friday.
I must accept his invitation to call and be officially induced to jump the line.
Karen, dear, may I present to Monsieur Lyne, the gentleman I want you.
It is my pleasure. I look forward to this introduction.
Madame Cortez, ready in the salon.
Come, let us dream to this reunion.
Did you have a good trip, Edmund?
What? Oh, yes, quite successful. Forgive me, dear. I have had very disturbing news since my arrival.
A part of business, Edmund?
Yes, Monsieur Lyne. Here is an ounce bottle of my best patent. Here are the inspect carefully.
I see nothing wrong, old man, should I?
Under the magnifying glass, you would see that the bottom has a tiny hole that has been plugged with molten glass. The bottle contains 3 parts of water. Hundreds of such bottles, no one can say how many, have been bought by the Americans and sent home to their friends and suites.
But of course, you've notified the police. They'll soon put a stop to this. I understand the Paris police are the best in the world.
They are investigating what the damage has been done.
How did you get this bottle?
One of my private investigators, disguised as an American soldier. The man who sold it is being watched in the open. He will lead us to the key man.
Edmund, is this a well-organized?
The police are sure of it, with a clever brain behind it.
Well, that's what makes them think so.
Monsieur Lyne, we always have a few that we expect, but suddenly the thefts at the factory stopped, but 2 of our trucks loaded with perfume were stolen. Cutting of the perfume is expected of it would indicate that a gang, organized like those we see in the American movies, Karen, was operating.
Edmund, you suspect now the damage has been done.
My reputation, en France, as makers of fine perfume. People in America will think that I am cheapening my product for gays. Our friends who sacrifice themselves to give up at my country.
Oh, that's all right, Amanda.
Telephone to the department.
Thank you, Andre. I will take it in the study. Pardon.
No, don't get sentimental.
All right, I will. From a selfish standpoint, I don't want him here. Andre's a bargain in some way.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you starting to meet you? After you talked with Andre, he moved everything out of his room.
Well, let's say Andre and I reached an understanding about what he saw.
I've got to tell Edmund about Andre.
If Andre talks, Duval will throw you out.
I'll have to take that chance. No, I don't know. Maybe I ought to tell him everything about asking how to do.
That was the police. They've made an important arrest.
Important? But who?
A man who thinks he is very close to the leader.
Has he informed?
Not yet. It's a weapon in the factory. He wants to see me before he makes a statement.
Your car is at the door, Mr. Duval.
I'll see you to the door, Edmund.
Please excuse me, Monsieur Time. It's urgent. Please stay and talk to Karen. Goodbye.
Anything wrong, Mr. Duval? Andrew, let's through. Get in my room as soon as you can.
My friend has not talked yet, or I would have been under arrest by now. I am taking no chances. I will hide until this is over. Come on, the money, Monsieur Lime. You are wasting time.
Okay. Here it is. I divided it up.
There's 3 pounds.
Naturally. And 1 for our backers.
Oh, are you sure there is a deaf man, Monsieur Lime?
I told you. I never operate without
him. If I could only be sure.
What's coming? What do we do with it?
Quick, use the fire escape. Huh? Don't forget your money. Goodbye.
Good luck, Andrew.
Goodbye, Monsieur Lime.
Come in. Monsieur Duval, what is it? McGill, get you some wine.
No, thank you, Monsieur Lyme. I have just talked with my wife.
What that has to do with...
Karen has told me everything.
No woman ever tells a man, especially her husband, everything.
She has told me enough. I no longer wish. I have a gun. At first, I was going to kill you, but that would hurt her more than taking my own.
Well, to kill either of us would be perfectly ridiculous, old man. I don't care to die. You, Monsieur Duval, must live.
Monsieur Lyme. I would like to make a bargain with you.
What bargain is that?
There is reason to believe you may be connected in some way with this curious affair.
Oh,
Andreas disappeared, and until he is found, we have no proof. In exchange for 50,000 francs, I wish you to leave Paris.
My intention is that.
But you must leave in such a way to destroy Paris regarding in this way, and in a way that will make it impossible for you to return.
Mm-hmm. And how do you expect to accomplish that?
You will sign this letter, states that you abused my hospitality by stealing from it. In short, that you are the man behind the perfume scheme.
She may not believe me, even with the letter.
I do not intend to show it to her. It will be in my safe and never be used unless I find you in Paris. Then I shall give it to the police. Will you sign?
With pleasure. And $50,000. Well, you're a fool, old man. In your position, I'd have used the gun. No woman could go on loving the dead. Where are you stopping?
The street is blocked. There has been an explosion. We have to get out, monsieur. The officer is signaling for the car.
I'm sorry, monsieur. We must get this one to us. Help me with that driver. There's a man back there. He can help.
No use, officer. This man's dead. His head's completely crushed under the cones. Must have waited 20
minutes. I don't know. I didn't get
the cones. I'm not going to like this.
Doc, here's a wallet.
What devil? Who was he?
Monsieur Harry Lim.
Lime. Harry Lime.
Permit me to introduce myself, since we are to be sharing the same. Monsieur Dye.
Monsieur Duval.
But I thought you
dead,
were...
Dead.
But the man they found, he was identified as Harry Dye.
Yes, I merely took his identification and left mine. How is your lovely one?
Oh, no, Monsieur Dye. I have done you an injustice. Please forgive me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have more than kept your body in to make Karen forget you. I ask only that you stay away from her. You told me no woman could love a dead man. That is why you did this. You were right, Karen. We for weeks, but suddenly she changed and is quite devoted to me. We are most happy. I owe it to you.
Oh, not at all, not at all. It's convenient to disappear, especially after a signed that letter.
I know you. We do not want to admit your generous act. I admit that you were entirely bad. But on second thought, I knew different.
What made you change your mind?
Ah, she is so good. I knew that if she had once cared for you, you could not be worse.
That only goes to show, my friend, you know nothing whatever about them. And by the way, whatever happened to Andre?
He presented his debts and returned much of the money to me.
Where is he now?
He is instructor at the university.
Philosophy?
Yes, he has a course in moral ethics. They say it is the most popular in the university.
As the train came to the border, Monsieur Duval looked startled as I stood up to stretch. Our eyes met and seemed to be asking me about getting off. A look of relief came to me as he saw that I was getting the cigarettes out of my clothing rack. He settled back and smiled. The train sped on. There's something missing about it. I can't figure it out. Suddenly, as I finished a story, I realized that Monsieur Duval had lost his silly giggle.
Harry Lime returns in just a moment. Thank you. Harry Lyme.
Well, I've been back in Paris a couple of times since then. There was a little matter of the Maharaja in their town with a couple of rubies missing, too. There was a salesman in the area who was still sitting around the Ritz, wishing he had to back there anything to pull down to buy a cab. But there was a lot, but he's re-red. After all, the hanky-panky beside us, every road was far up to it. It was red. I think he tried to take a pair of himself here. And so, wear your snowshoes in the winter. If you ever feel like killing yourself, be sure to take a thank you.